Unit 3, Psychology. Primacy Effect. Let me introduce you to my two friends, Fred and Ted. Fred is smart, hardworking, thoughtful, disorganized, stubborn, and jealous. Ted is jealous, stubborn, disorganized, thoughtful, hardworking, and smart. Which friend are you most eager to meet? I'm sure your answer is Fred. Even though I described both friends using the same words, your mind developed a more favorable impression of Fred. The difference is that you heard the positive words first for Fred and the negative ones first for Ted. This situation demonstrates the primacy effect, which influences our impressions of others. The primacy effect was famously shown in a 1946 experiment by psychologist Solomon Asch. Asch gathered two groups of test subjects. To the first group, he described a person using three positive words and then three negative words. The second group heard about a person described with the same six words, but in the opposite order. Subjects from the first group reported a much more positive impression of the imaginary person than the second group did. Asch explained this result in terms of human attention and memory. When we hear a list, we remember the first items quite strongly. Our attention quickly fades, however, resulting in less powerful memories for the rest of the list. In other words, our impression of someone is primarily determined by the first things we hear or notice about them. Does the primacy effect matter in our lives? Yes. It can help you create good first impressions. For example, when you're interviewing for a job, make sure to list your strengths before your weaknesses. These will comprise the interviewer's strongest memories about you and might just help you land that job. Further reading.
Making a good first impression is extremely important for people, and new research suggests that the same holds true for websites. Studies show that people make decisions about a website within 1/20th of a second, and that these first impressions have a lasting impact. In the study, the scientists showed volunteers web pages for 50 milliseconds. The volunteers then rated the websites in terms of attractiveness. The researchers found that their opinions matched those created after much longer periods of examination. In essence, the volunteers form judgments as quickly as the eye can take in information. Furthermore, people generally believe an attractive website also has good content. And because people like to be right, they will continue using a website that made a good first impression, since this confirms that their initial decision was correct. So even websites with great content can fail if they do not make a good first impression.